This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I am trying really hard to be a nicer person.
Good.
Good.
You make it impossible, Aaron.
Good.
Yes. He's not mad at me. All right.
No, I just...
She
I
answered. Sorry.
Dude, did you look?
I haven't looked.
Do not look.
Okay. I didn't know this was going to cause such a scene. I was just...
So there's a weird thing. Tiak, if you don't listen to the show regularly, or maybe you don't realize this, somehow as a gorgeous man with perfect eyebrows, perfect skin, incredible hair,
wow,
your diet is... crap.
Yeah.
Like, just crap. And like...
it's fast. Mostly fast.
It's fast, and it's like, it's not great. So he excuses himself in between things and goes to the fridge and comes back with a smoothie that he's been hiding. Tiak drinking a smoothie. Okay, let's take it.
This is honestly the first time I've ever seen that.
I'm going to start here, and I swear this is not out of anger, but like, you understand that's fruit, right?
Yeah, at some point it was fruit. Now it's got enough. It's Slurpee adjacent.
Now. Okay. I'm just like, because you don't eat fruit. If I had a bowl of grapes here, you would never grab one.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Strawberries.
I mean, I like grapes. That's the thing. I like fruit. I just don't
How
really.
How can you say you like it if you wouldn't? If there was a grape sitting here, I would absolutely grab one. Like, yeah. One day Aaron came in. It was all I could do because I didn't get one. But she had those damn grapes that are like the size of apples. They were those huge.
And they're so crunchy. Oh,
it sounded like
so
she
good.
Was eating a bag of like kettle cooked chips.
So good. I have videos of me
just crunching on grapes.
ASMR.
But like, you don't, that's not your thing.
No.
So you having a smoothie, I swear to God, we're going to get to why I'm not a nice person anymore.
Okay.
And I think this is important to me. I think the listeners will, for once in their lives, maybe agree with me that, like, anyway, you don't like fruit and you're having a smoothie. That's freaky. And you explain to the listeners why you're having a smoothie.
So I'm having a strawberry smoothie. My son had a doctor's appointment early this morning, so my wife took him to the doctor's appointment. I stayed home with my daughter. Mm-hmm. They went to the doctor's appointment, got all healthy, and then they went to their favorite place where my wife and son go every week, basically. It's called Paris Baguette. It's in Parker, kind of close by.
Paris Baguette. I've never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's in my Graceland.
Yes, it's near the Costco.
They play commercials.
They do?
They advertise, yeah. They're phenomenal.
On this radio station they do?
Yeah.
They do?
They do. Yeah, we've been going there even before.
I punch around to other radio stations during the commercial. I'm just kidding. We're like, we don't listen to the radio. Like, we turn up the speakers just in time to hear the song fading, and then we come on the air with whatever inane conversation like this one.
Right. So they went and they got some treats and stuff. My wife gets coffee, and they brought me back a smoothie, because that's what I like when I go there. I either get the hot chocolate if it's cold, or I get a smoothie if it's... not as cold. I kind of rotate. So I thought the smoothie, I'm glad that you're impressed that I'm drinking a smoothie, because I was kind of embarrassed because I'd never get coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker. So I get the smoothie. And to
no,
me,
it's totally fine.
Okay, good. To me, it's like that's like ordering off the kids' menu. It's like, okay, oh, the smoothie.
Can I have about 30 seconds?
Sure.
Fall into flavor at Paris Baguette and Parker. Indulge in our cozy autumn treats like flaky pumpkin. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they do advertise here. I'm not talking trash about them. I think Paris Baguette is awesome. That smoothie looks amazing. Mm-hmm. You said they have a mango one.
Yes,
like
they're
if it
both
was
so good.
If it was anywhere near my house, although I could just get them and bring them like a Yeti or something and keep them cold. Because Mia will die for a mango smoothie, period.
Oh, they're so, Paris Baguette ones are so good. Okay. So they brought me the smoothie, and I don't really drink a lot or eat a lot in the morning, so I just kind of sipped a little bit, and I saved it. I'm like, I'll just take it into work, and I'll have that today instead of, I usually bring water in.
Okay. So the reason I hate Aaron because of Paris Baguette.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'll just stick to water.
We can't just leave the story here, because she's like, oh.
No, because you didn't know what it was.
And I've never heard of Paris Baguette.
You asked,
and
what is Paris?
And you said,
it's a patisserie.
Okay. And in my defense, both T-Hack and I were like, huh?
Are you surprised that T-Hack had that response? I thought you were cultured. No offense, T-Hack.
Hold on, you're getting T-Hack on your team by hitting him with a shovel.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. What do you have to say for yourself?
I've never heard the word patisserie before this moment.
That's wild.
Do you think Paris Baguette, if I listen to the rest of that commercial, says patisserie in their commercial?
I think they would call it a bakery. To me, it's a patisserie.
Okay, this is why you're texting in right now. I don't even have to finish my argument. Is Aaron or is Aaron not one of the people who say, I'm sorry, it's pronounced croissant?
I don't. I say croissant.
Okay, but then why are you an a-hole and insisting that
it's a different, a patisserie is a specific type of like bakery.
Great, in Paris.
The definition is a shop where French pastries and cakes are sold. There are French pastries being sold
there.
Yeah,
but if Paris Baguette identifies as a bakery, then you're going to have to let them identify as a bakery.
Sure.
Okay, but you had to take your croissant.
Never said that before. I say croissant.
But T-Hack.
Strawberry smoothie.
Exactly. It's right by the Target on Gautrel. It's not. There are times, especially since you've got back from London, that you just think you're better than us.
No.
You think you're better than us.
No,
yes, you do.
I have used the word patisserie.
How long have we worked together?
8 years.
I've never, Tiak, have you ever heard her say that word?
Because you never invite me to go anywhere.
No. I wouldn't invite you to a patisserie, period.
I've never heard that word, period.
I've never heard that word.
Let alone Aaron
also,
say it.
Also, you're gluten-free, so why would I invite
sometimes
you to
they,
a place?
Well,
now I want to invite you to a bakery.
Let's go, because sometimes they do.
No, I want a bakery that has nothing but gluten,
because I
want
to say
what?
I just need to know. I know this seems mundane to use the power of the radio station to find this out, but am I the a-hole?
You're
here?
The one that, like, whenever we mention anything about Brazil, you're the one that goes obrigada or whatever it is. You do it.
I do not.
Obrigado.
They're not Italian.
I don't know.
Well, they kind of are. There's a large population of Italians there. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Not like
or
that.
What are,
also, that's
hey,
just thank you.
What are the cheese bread balls?
Cheese bread?
No. The Brazilian.
Yeah, it's cheese bread.
What do you call it?
That's a specific menu item.
So a patisserie is a specific?
No, it's not. It's called a bakery in the United States. It just is. And I'm just, and even if they have it, like, it was just such a snobby way to do it that I'm going to go.
I literally thought that was what it was. And so.
Did you? You're on their site and it doesn't say.
I am on their site and I'm not seeing anything at all.
My smoothie's melting.
Well, so that's the thing. At the beginning of this.
Keep going.
I'm trying to think of exactly the words that T-Hack used. He said, because we were like, what would A-Hack call it? She goes there all the time.
Because she's the one who bought it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's got the most
Dude,
experience
I am just,
there.
I'm dialing your wife.
Okay.
And I don't, if she doesn't answer, it makes total sense that she wouldn't answer. But if she did answer.
She's been instructed to never answer.
If she's smart, she won't answer.
But T-Hack basically said, yeah, she's pretentious enough to maybe call
she
it.
She might call it. She might call it that. She's cultured enough. It was the word I used.
I don't think she's going to call it.
Cultured was not the word you used.
What did he say pretentious?
It was something like that.
A snob? Did you call your wife a snob? She's not going to answer. All right. So now I give you permission to look at the text from A-Hack. Is Paris Baguette in Parker? It's Parker.
Yeah.
Is it a bakery? Or is it, what is it? What did A-Hack say?
So the question, how I phrased it.
Oh, No.
I just to give context.
Because you already know the answer.
What kind of business would you call Paris Baguette?
Uh-huh.
And she said, I would say a cafe/bakery.
Mm, okay.
I'm accepting apologies at 51059.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 1059.